Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Carl O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Netflix will be launching in Japan on the 2nd of September. Three of China's biggest companies have joined forces to challenge Alibaba in the Chinese e-commerce market, and Yahoo Japan's revenues have grown 10% year on year. The online TV company Netflix has announced that it will be launching in the Japanese market on the 2nd of September. Its launch in Japan will be its first foray into the Asian online TV market. Netflix is currently focusing on expanding internationally with plans to launch in Spain, Portugal, Italy, and Iceland in October, and China and the Czech Republic next year. It said that by the end of 2016, it wants to be operating in 200 countries. As part of its international strategy, it's beginning to create its first original dramas in languages other than English. Its efforts seem to be pulling off with 2.4 million of last quarter's 3.3 million new subscribers being from non-US markets. Netflix is one of the most popular online TV and film companies in the world with around 66 million subscribers globally. Three of China's biggest companies have joined forces to challenge Alibaba in the Chinese e-commerce market. Baidu, Tencent, and Wanda have just launched their own e-commerce site, Fan. The companies poured $1 billion into the joint project, although commentators have said that the resulting site is sparse and odd-looking. Fan currently has just two product categories, film tickets and food, meaning that it's unlikely to usurp Alibaba as a general-purpose e-commerce retailer anytime soon. One feature that sets it apart, however, is its focus on local products. When a user goes onto the site, they're asked to provide the city, with the results then returning local products and services. Yahoo Japan's revenues grew 10% year-on-year last quarter, reaching almost 111 billion yen, equivalent to $890 million. Mobile advertising accounted for 20% of revenues, with this trend being put down to ever-increasing smartphone penetration. Smartphones actually overtook desktops as the most popular device to access the internet in the country in May. Search and listing ads accounted for 17% of revenues, and e-commerce from Yahoo Japan's shopping website accounted for 15% of revenues. Around 185,000 new stores were added to the shopping platform last year, with the amount of products being listed going up by 68% compared to the previous year. The shoe manufacturer Crocs has seen an increase in its global online profits following a boost in its online marketing efforts. Crocs' global online sales reached almost $38 million last quarter, up 21% on the same period of time last year. Traffic to the company's website grew by a similar amount, increasing 20% compared to the previous year. In North and South America, online sales grew by 28%, but the main growth was in the Asia-Pacific region, which saw online sales grow by a staggering 49% last quarter compared to the same period last year. A spokesperson from Crocs praised the efforts of the marketing team, saying, "Q2 e-commerce results, which can be attributed to our improved marketing as well as operational improvements in our online customer experience and in stock position, tell us we're making the right moves from a marketing perspective." And finally, GoDaddy has launched its GoDaddy online store service in India. Indian businesses will now be able to use the GoDaddy online store software on their websites, allowing them to sell products around the world. It will be especially useful for small businesses and entrepreneurs and will cost 999 rupees per month, which is the equivalent to around £10 sterling. The Indian e-commerce market is currently worth an estimated $25 billion, but this could hit $250 billion by the end of 2025, as the market grows at a compound annual growth rate of 35%. GoDaddy is an international company and currently operates in the United States, Canada, the UK, Netherlands, Brazil, Mexico, India, and Singapore. And that's all for today. Thanks for listening and join me next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.